Take your seats, and we are moving to the next speaker. Kiko Fernandez-Reyes is going to talk about Erlang OTP's journey towards CRA compliance. Take it away, sir.
So let me tell you the story about the Erlang OTP journey towards CRA compliance. Chapter 1, the Kingdom of Code. In the Kingdom of Code, there stood the mighty Tower of Erlang. The Tower of Erlang, informally known as the Erlang programming language, has been open sourced for more than 30 years. And as such, it has received thousands and thousands of contributions. The Tower of Erlang was forged in the workshops of Ericsson and has a reputation for never falling, not even in the hardest storms. But in the shadows, dark forces are gathering. And it's really unknown if these new beasts can create vulnerabilities for the tower. Across the run, hundreds of Erlang towers were built. And in the recent years, new architects came. These architects modified a bit the Erlang Tower and created new towers, such as the Elixir Tower and the Gleam Tower. And those are now informally known as the Elixir programming language and the Gleam programming language. The best thing about these towers, Erlang, Elixir, and Gleam, is that they enable really complex communication patterns. Which ones? Well, you can send thousands of pigeons from tower to tower. The pigeons carry scrolls, which are messages, and based on that, new businesses can be built. Which ones? Well, we have some known companies. WhatsApp uses the pigeons to send messages. Klarna uses the pigeon to send money. Kivra uses to send important letters. And Ericsson and Cisco uses this for more of a global communication. But outside the realm, there were other towers. And these towers were facing new challenges. New beasts came to those towers and started to attack them. And the issue is, it is unknown if these new beasts can attack our towers. As such, the Council of Stewards, informally known as the Erlang Ecosystem Foundation, met in the Great Halls of the Erlang Tower. In there, they had also scouts that had spotted red dragons and worms, spotting losing gates outside the run. And then it was again unknown, is that something that can happen in our towers? It remains to be seen. There was one thing that was 100% sure known. Instead of relying on whatever someone says is a vulnerability, we need to be a united front. How do you do that? You create the best theory book. The best theory book, basically, is the one that is going to tell to the realm, we're going to identify the dragons, and we're going to say if something is a vulnerability. We're going to name those dragons, because again, we know about our realm, right? So this is going to apply to the whole, all of the towers. And best of all, we're going to publish and update the best theory book, so that everyone that is in the realm can follow up with if whether you have a vulnerability or not. Informally, this is when we say that the Erlang Foundation, Erlang Ecosystem Foundation, became a CNA. Now, not long after that came a royal decree by the king, and it was mandating the following items. It was saying, from now on, you need to keep a ledger of materials for every wall. This is really tricky, because the walls have thousands of stones. And it was said that if you take an Apache stone and you put on top a GPL stone, the Apache stone is going to melt and suddenly it's going to be GPL. Is that something that you want? I don't know, you need to know, right? So you need to do your ledger of materials and understand what is it that you can combine. You need to post the scouts to watch for the dragons. Sure, you need to know if you're going to be attacked. You need to declare your threats and patch the tower immediately, which also makes sense. And finally, you need to prove the defenses using regular audits. Fail to comply with this royal decree, informally known as the CRA, and your tower may be closed for business. So it has a huge impact. To forge defenses, the Council of Stewards met, and they gathered feedback through working security groups. And there was one thing that was clear. Given that all the other towers and the whole realm is built on top of the Erland Tower, because every other thing is a modification of it, it makes sense that the maintainers of the towers are going to implement the following protocols that I'm going to discuss, so that we can comply with the royal decree. The maintainers of the tower are going to post gatekeepers. The gatekeepers are the ones that are going to check risky practices and are going to check if you're doing a patch on the Erland Tower, you need to have maybe a reviewer that is checking that as well. That's all. We're going to create, of course, a ledger of materials. We're going to post scouts so that we can watch for dragons, and publish official notices together with the Council of Stewards, so the Erlang Ecosystem Foundation. Let's see how we do this, because we cannot just do it all ourselves, the maintainers of the Erlang Tower. We need really external help. For the gatekeepers are the ones that are going to check risky practices. As I said before, if you are patching a wall, you need to know whether you are doing it correctly and someone is reviewing it. You need to have maybe tests so that you know that if there is a crack, don't just leave it, right? Go and fix it. So how do you get to a good baseline? I would say it's pretty tricky to know if you're doing things correctly or not. So what can we do then? Well, the Council of Stewards, together with maintainers of the tower, went and visited the OpenSSF Kingdom. And they tried to understand what is this new technology called Scorecard. Scorecard is a technology that is going to find risky practices. And oh yeah, we have quite a few risky practices that we didn't know about. And now we have a baseline. Based on that, the maintainers of the tower fix the most or high priority issues, and they continue to work on it. But now at least the most risky issues have been fixed. Now, there's also one thing. There were some practices that were good in the Erland Tower, but it was not recognized by the scorecard technology. So we did what anyone, I guess, could do. We contributed back. We added those practices so that now everyone that is using the Erlang, Elixir, or Gleam towers, those practices are going to be recognized by scorecard. Given this, we can close off the regular audits, because this is the technology that is going to do those regular audits. Ledger of materials. This is really tricky. You need to list every stone that is part of the tower. We have thousands of stones. And even more, you cannot stack sometimes one stone on top of the other one, because one is Apache, maybe the other one is a GPL. Sometimes that doesn't go together, so it's not stable. What do we do in this case? We decided to go and visit the OS Review Toolkit Kingdom and Reuse. These are two different kingdoms, but they have somewhat similar technology that overlap. For the Reuse, it's really interesting because they are able to, given a stone, if it has runes, which are informally known as SPDX license identifiers, they know what it is. And they're going to tell you, yeah, we know what this one is. That's perfect. For the stones, where those runes are a bit more tricky to spot, OS Review Toolkit, implicitly through scan code, is able to tell you what is the category in which these stones goes into. And based on that, we combine both technologies using custom machinery, so that now for the things that have runes, we know what they are, as the ones that are not, because again we have thousands of stones, not all of them follow the rune principle, then those we will follow with the OS Review Toolkit. Even more, OS Review Toolkit was really good at categorizing, but there was one thing missing. The printing in a scroll of this was not really working, so we contributed back to that project, so that now that is printed. And this is what now the Erlang Tower and the Elixir Towers are using. How does it look like now? Well, I think you can more or less read it. We have what is informally known as a SPDX package. A package can be thought as a bunch of stones put together so that it serves a purpose. That's all. There's someone that built the wall. We have some references with a comment that say, well, what is this is about? In this case, this is the OTP SSH package or part of the wall. Which version we're using? And if there's any kind of known vulnerability into it. So we have this as well. All the stones have been analyzed, and then we have the names of all the stones so that they are categorized. But this is not enough, right? We need to know as well if there were some tests. So we have that as well in our SBOM. You take it and you see it quite clearly. In this case, we say that the SSH test package is the one that contains the test for the OTP SSH part of the wall. But it's also important the documentation. We have that as well categorized. Because it's not the same the wall that is on the outer side of the tower, which maybe needs to be robust and sturdy, that the part of the inner wall, which is maybe more for the kids to go and climb. All of it is part of the package Erlang Tower, or Project OTP. And also important, if there are dependencies and you cannot build the package OTP SSH because you need a solid base first, that is also explicitly stated in this scroll. A bit more. What happens when you need to take prefabricated walls? What are prefabricated walls? Vendor packages. Right. You need to deal with those as well. Those are the ones that the maintainers cannot build themselves, so they take the design from somewhere else and they put it into the project integrated now. As such, you need to identify the version that is associated or the design that you took with it, right? So that you know what kind of tower you are building, so to speak. Based on this work, we also got this stamp of OpenChain license compliance. Given this, we have the ledger of materials. Now we're going to talk about the scouts. The scouts are the ones that are going to monitor dragons. The part of monitoring the dragons, in this case especially, refers to the prefabricated walls, because those are the ones that we don't know if we could be affected. We didn't know initially exactly how to do it, but then we figured out that we can talk to the people from the OSB kingdom. They have some really nice bestiary books, and now we just created custom machinery because the prefabricated solutions from OSB was not integrating well enough. The main issue in that case is that the OSB kingdom, at the time that we did the integration to monitor dragons, was not able to recognize something called OpenVEX, so that you remove false positives. So we handled that ourselves. And then the scouts, what they're supposed to do is, if they find a dragon exploiting a vulnerability in some of the prefabricated walls from some other project, then they're supposed to send a message immediately to the Erlang Tower. Finally, publishing of the official notices. Any kind of vulnerability that is reported in the realm, that is going to be published by the Council of Stewards, CNA. Of course, there needs to be an immediate patching of walls by the maintainers. And the maintainers of the tower are also going to print something called OpenVEX. What is it that they're going to do? Well, they're going to replicate the vulnerabilities in the OpenVEX format. And they're also going to say, if there's a prepackaged wall that is vulnerable, is it really applying into the Erlang Tower or not? That is going to be also contained in there. the attacked. One misty morning, a scout's horn shattered the calm. "Dependency dragon!" shouted the scout. This was a dragon that was known to exploit set-lip prepackaged walls. And we know from our ledger of materials that that kind of prefabricated wall has been integrated into the tower. So as such, the scout follows protocols and informs the tower. How? Well, sending a message, right? That's what you do. The message arrives to the tower. This is what it looks like. It has been spotted by the scout Erland Scannerbot, really important scout. It affects the version 28, and it says there's possibly a vulnerability, you need to check it out into your OpenVex statements. It identifies the prefabricated wall and the dragon that is causing that, so CVE-2026-22184. Given that we have the ledger of materials, now it's really easy to check if this is something that could be affecting us. We also check the OSB bestiary book to see what is it that it is about. In this case, during the integration process of that prefabricated wall into the Erland Tower, we were not affected because the stones that were vulnerable were not part or were removed during the integration. Now, this is not OpenVex. This is our own format that we created because the Erland Tower has many different parts of the wall, like the runtime system and many different applications. And as such, what we do in this case is we identify the prefabricated wall, we put the dragon that is assigned, and the applications that have been affected. Based on this, we can generate OpenVex statements. The OpenVex statements go through the printing machine, and now we have the name of the dragon. We have the packages affected. In this case, if you are based on the OTP tower version 26, you are not going to be affected. If you are using just part of the wall version 14, you are not affected. If you decide to go to the next iteration of the design, which is cooler, right, then you're not going to be affected. But let's say that you were on the version 26 and you just updated a minor part of the wall, in this case, ERTS 1401. Then you are not affected either. And as such, this is like 20 statements because it gets complex. But then you know for sure you are not affected. It would be good if the OpenVex format had ranges, makes things easier, but I couldn't find it, so this is what we do. Not affected, the stone was not present. Even more, we have the ledger of materials, right? But in the ledger of materials, maybe you don't want to see the ERTS and whatnot. We're going to put as well this prefabricated wall that we took from this version is not affected. Then now you can have a matching between the SVOM and the OpenVex, and you can remove the false positives. Resolution. The attacked passed, the defenses hold, and the Tower of Ireland is too compliant with the law and resilient against the danger. Now, call to arms. This is what we have done for the basic building block. If you're building on top of it, you still need to do your work. And the same thing goes for any kind of technology that you have. You need to keep your ledge honest, your scouts sharp, and your notices swift. If you haven't done so yet, join the watch. This cannot work if you don't join, because there are way too many towers. And the Council of Stewards, or your foundation, is not big enough to be able to deal with all the issues. So you need to join the watch. If you join, all the towers can stand for generations. And please remember, dragons never sleep. Thank you. Wow.
That was fantastic. Thanks. Unfortunately, we don't have time for questions, but